Unless there's a microphone here.
Okay.
Growing up in a house with a father who was Pop, as we called him, I don't know why he was called Spike. I have just texted a couple of people. Nobody seems to know. I think it goes right back to childhood. But we called him Pop. And none of us took after him, none of his children, unfortunately. So, but we did have the most amazing life growing up in him, because he always had all these amazing people coming in and out of the house. And yeah, we met all kinds of interesting people. But I always think to this day, I don't know what it must have been like for him to have three children who were not good at maths and not good at science. I mean, we did do lots of other interesting things, I feel. And I think he did end up respecting us in what we did. But no, he was an amazing man. And I think just to hear people say about how he was so imaginative and very creative, because I always thought of him as being this terribly logical, very scientific person. And of course, and actually he was very creative. And it's wonderful to hear that today. And just to be reminded of how imaginative and just how fun he was as well. He just always found fun in everything. And I think every scientist I've ever met over my life, where I've talked to them about him just personally, they've always said that he did always make things fun. So, and that's the one thing I think all of us would get from him. So even if we didn't get science. So anyway, that's all I'd like to say. But it's been really interesting to hear all of this, even though I don't understand most of it. It goes right over my head. But it's been really fascinating to just to hear what everyone's got to say. So thank you.